Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
Okay, well, look, it is Thursday, February 13th, 54 degrees out there. But guess what? The sun looks like it's trying to come out.
Yay!
After all this rain.
No, don't fall for it. It's going to
okay.
be cold.
All right. Well, look, like I like to do in February, in honor of Black History Month, we want to say congratulations to the newly named University of Maryland College Park president,
okay.
Dr. Daryl Pines. He is the next president after President Lowe, and he's the second African-American man to serve as president of UMD.
Okay.
That's a big responsibility. We're all rooting for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, look, on Fox 5 this morning, we were the number one trending thing in D.C. because we were talking about something called Galentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
As you might imagine, gal, it's when women celebrate women, your best friends, your mama, whatever it is, female empowerment and friendship. So it started like a little skit on a sitcom, Parks and Rec, but, you know, it's become a whole thing, a day when people celebrate women in their, not romantic women, but women in their lives.
Is there a Ballentine's Day?
What is Ballentine?
For men.
No, for guys, we call it Palentine's Day.
It should
Day
be Palentine's Day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I said
so happy Palentine's Day for all the guys who are out there celebrating.
That's, your day is not today. Maybe it's going to be after.
Me and Sean are going out later tonight.
Maybe it's going to be the 15th. You know what else is the 13th of February? This is a terrible one.
Y'allentine's
Day? Mistress Day. It's Mistress Day.
Ew.
It's Side Chick Day.
Don't you celebrate that.
I know. According to one of these websites called Seeking Arrangements, you know, the Sugar Baby, Sugar Daddy websites, Mistress Day is when a married man celebrates the other woman in their life, often treating them to dates and hotel rendezvous before spending time with their actual spouses.
It is.
And it's not only the men. 13% of the women in the U.S. confess to being in another relationship.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see your phone.
13%. Okay.
Let's
celebrate Galentine's Day, not Mistress Day. We're not down for that. And let's also celebrate when someone is big enough to say, you know what? Mm-hmm. My bad. Snoop Dogg famously has called Gayle King after her interview with Lisa Leslie about the legacy of Kobe Bryant, famously called her a funky dog-haired B-word and went all the way off. And some say threatened her because he said something like, you know, we'll come in for you if you don't, you know, watch it or whatever. Well, he's had a change of heart, and here's a little bit of what he had to say to Gayle.
Two wrongs don't make no right. When you're wrong, you gotta fix it.
So with that being said, Gayle King,
I publicly tore you down by coming at you in a derogatory manner based off of emotions, me being angry at questions that you asked.
Overreacted.
I should have handled it way different than that. I was raised way better. So I would like to apologize to you publicly. Language that I used, calling you out of your name and just being disrespectful. I didn't mean for it to be like that. I was just expressing myself for a friend that wasn't here to defend himself.
A lot of people look up to me
and they love me and they appreciate me, so I want to let them know that. Anytime you mess up, it's okay to fix it. It's okay to man up and say that you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize. Hopefully we can sit down and talk privately.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's Snoop reporting from the International Space Station. And he's saying that, but the message is loud and clear. I don't know where he recorded that.
Do not apologize on a walkie-talkie.
Or in your bathroom, Snoop. But the bottom line is, he ends with, you know, I'm praying for you and your family as well as Vanessa and the kids. Here's the deal. Like, we got some backlash today because we reported this story on Fox 5 and we said Snoop threatened Gayle, you know, and people were like, he did not threaten Gayle,
no,
you know what I mean? But some could see that language is threatening, and some other people who might still be in a different place in their life could see it like Snoop said, we should go get Gayle. So,
and he did threaten Gayle.
No, it was like a cultural
I think so too. Coca, I agree with you.
Right.
I think that too, but I like that he walked it back because he has people listening to every
word.
They
take what he says.
Absolutely, and I really hope they sit down and talk. I regret it's not going to be on camera because I think that could let Gayle off the hook too, you know.
But then people will say she's capitalizing on the.
Well, no,
right.
Snoop
should be criticized for that.
Yeah, never mind. Let's just talk
privately. Because if she has him on the show,
You just said this.
You know what? Let's talk about this more later in the AMPM Entertainment Report.
Mm-hmm.
Right, coming up, Ask Allison later today.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.